Ladies and gentlemen, buckle up for the sex. It's the Apropos of Nothing podcast.
With your hosts.
Salsa.
And Jenna.
And, yeah.
Ostensibly, James will be here.
He'll be here. Supposedly.
Perhaps.
Did you leave the door open upstairs?
Just a touch.
Okay, good. Because otherwise he wouldn't be able to get in. He'd be sitting
there
banging
in the door. That'd be hilarious.
Just the whole episode, sitting in the
rain. Hey, guys.
It actually is raining, so he would just be out there in the rain.
Well, you've got the little overhang thinger.
Yeah, but I like to picture him just standing at the window.
Oh,
just
no.
Scratching.
I could see him doing that.
He would absolutely do that.
Oh, poor little soggy puppy James.
Anyway.
My phone buzzed. I wonder if that's him.
Wouldn't it be? James has...
He is on his way.
...rehearsal of some sort.
He is rehearsing. It's Tech Week for Human Combat Chess.
All right. We'll let him talk more about that.
It opens this weekend.
We'll let him talk more about that. But
it's going to be really cool.
We'll let him talk more about that, but...
There are swords and shit.
We'll let him talk more about that, but...
I think he's on the Corsairs. I don't remember.
But we'll let him talk more about that.
We'll let him talk more about that?
We'll let him.
Oh! That makes way more sense than having Tim talk about it. He doesn't know anything about human combat chess.
I mean, he probably knows something about it.
Not really. I don't think he's ever seen it. Well, I think he knows...
Yeah, but I have not yet seen it, but I know it involves swords.
Well, you know more because I've been involved and James has been involved.
Right, because Tim people knows, that I know are involved.
But you're around us and we talk about this shit a lot.
And Tim is never around people who ever talk about things.
Not really, no. I'm like, Tim, I'm pretty sure Tim knows that it's human and combat and possibly chess.
And or. It is one of those three.
Or all of those three.
But if it is all of those three, then it is at minimum one of those three.
Well, yes, but you didn't say at minimum. You just said it was one.
But it is one of those three.
It is also one of those three, yes.
And it is also it one was, of those three.
But not two.
God, no. No. That's just
stupid.
Insane.
That's weird. Yeah, okay. So anyway...
I don't know what.
Hey, Salsa, what are you drinking? I know what I'm drinking. I'm having a Dr. Tiki. Dr. Tiki. It's not as much fun without James.
I'm okay with this.
I'm sad.
I am drinking some of my homebrew. I made a Flanders Red sour ale. Look at the color on this bitch.
Oh, that is very pretty. Ooh. Oh, my God. It looks like a really dark iced tea.
It kind of does. It's really, really pretty, and it's really clear.
It's got that reddishness to it that you'll see in a lot of teas, too. I like that.
But it is a...
Classy.
It is a Flanders Red, and Flanders Red are known for being sours. So.
All right. Is it, in fact, Flandery and sour? Oh, God.
It is.
All right.
It is pleasantly sour.
For science. Mm-hmm. Oh, there it is. I was like, I'm not really getting a lot of the hot. Oh, no, there's a touch there. Got it.
It's got a good sour on it, though. I'm really pleased with how it turned out. So.
Excellent.
My first attempt making a sour. So. Yeah.
No, for a beer, that's pretty good.
Mm-hmm. Could be better, but
what
are you gonna do? So
try harder next time.
It's also slightly undercarbed. It's only been on gas for a couple days.
I was about to say it doesn't seem particularly bubbled.
Yeah, it's only been on gas for a couple days, so it's not terribly carbed yet.
Which I'm not a huge fan of carbonation, so I'm fine with that. I like it in my Dr. Pepper. That's important.
Yeah.
So, what have you been up to? So
My daughter graduated from kindergarten.
Oh my God. Do you know what's sad? Like my daughter's an adult.
Yep.
But your daughter graduating from kindergarten makes me feel old.
I mean, that's fair. Like, your daughter graduating from high school made me feel old, so
sucker.
I suppose we're living
tit for tat.
We're aging through each other's children.
To a certain extent, yeah, because when it's yours, you're exposed to them all the time.
Yeah.
When it's somebody else's,
Like, it's like, you, wait a sec, you're not supposed to be.
There's a little bit of an object permanence thing going on where you forget that they continue to grow until you see them again, and you're like, oh shit, that's right, time. Yeah. Got it. Yep. Yeah.
Yeah.
So I think that's, it's
like
actually
my younger sister is frozen in time as a, like, 12-year-old, and she's, you know, in her mid-30s with three kids and, you know, a degree and family and a job and...
But she's 12.
...is a person. But she's 12, yeah.
She's 12, yeah. No, I get that. I understand this entirely.
Meh.
Ugh, we're old.
I know, it's true.
So, yay, but congratulations for graduating kindergarten. Indeed. I know that she was struggling and that there was a lot that she needed to do to be able to graduate. So,
she's got to get those credits in, get a grade point up.
Yep. A lot of extra credit having, I'm sure.
Man, the the end of year tests that they've got, man, the chemistry one was especially difficult. I know she was up late nights studying
for the chemistry one.
It's those valence shells. They just get you every time.
I love this fanciful idea. Like, this fanciful world where Lilibeth is. And I could actually see her.
Oh, she would do it.
With beakers and everything.
Oh, yeah.
Like, mixing things and, yeah.
Yeah.
Writing things down on a chalkboard. And it's like... It's perfect equations, but it's still like in kindergartner, right?
In crayon.
Like, yes. This pleases me.
X squared y to the ninth, but it's just scrawled.
The y is backwards. Yep. It's adorable. Oh my god, this pleases me greatly. I need a photo shoot of that. She'd be great for it.
Yeah,
too.
She would.
Yeah.
No, anyway, she is doing Spanish immersion, which I believe has been said before.
Yeah.
So like they had all the parents come, you know, this morning and the kids sat there and they sang a bunch of songs in Spanish and then, you know, songs about the days of the week and months of the year and
nice
and.
It's way more than I can do.
Yeah, I know. like I was sitting
there. To be fair, I've never taken Spanish, so.
Neither have I. I sat there the whole time just smiling.
Just like, uh-huh.
Yay. Uh-huh. I was super, super proud of her, but I had no fucking idea what was going on.
She was swearing. They've been teaching those kids Spanish swears.
I'm sure.
Yeah.
They're singing rap songs, you know, it's yes. The Spanish Fuck the Police that they were singing about, and I just have no, I'm happy. Yay. This is about the months of the year. Fuck the police. yeah, I would be none the wiser. But yeah, she's getting older, and that makes me older, I guess.
Yes. By default. Huh. I mean, it's actually like the passage of time that's making you older. This is a correlation, not a causation.
Oh, I see. I thought my dislike of all things from kids these days is what made me older.
No, that just makes it more prominent. It's like how if you put a spoiler on your car, like you were a douchebag before, but now everybody knows it.
Oh,
it's like that.
Oh, that makes a lot of sense, actually. Well, I have thus far not told anyone to ever get off my lawn. So I think I'm still pretty good.
I'm going to start doing things on your lawn. Like, I'm going to start with like a pogo stick.
You probably aerate the lawn. It needs it.
Shit. I was going to say something about fire, but you just come and help me with that.
Yeah, I'll just...
Whatever that is.
I love how...
spraying pesticides.
I love how in this scenario, you're trying to do terrible things and I'm just Pollyanna about it all.
Like, oh my god, thank you so much. Is that fire? Can I help?
Fire.
Like, no, I'm trying to... Look, it's bleach. All right, bleach. I'm bleaching your lawn.
Okay, I didn't want to mow that anyway.
God damn it. I need... One of these days, I will get you to yell at me to get off your lawn.
You need this.
This is happening.
I think you need that. To mop it. Mm-hmm. So that's... The other thing I've been up to is watching the Stanley Cup playoffs.
Oh, yeah. How is that?
Fucking great. The game last night, which is game four between the Boston Bruins and the St. Louis Blues, was... Wow.
Yeah.
It was a phenomenal game. Like, that's what playoff hockey should be right there. I know nobody actually cares about what I'm saying right now, but I'm like super into it right now, and it's exciting, and
yay! Yeah. I'm very happy for you and your world.
Yeah, that's what I've been doing. Other than that, we've got busy at work right now.
I know you had like a phone message.
Yeah. I don't know how much I can actually talk about right now.
That's fine.
But basically everything is busy at work right now. And that makes my life busy. Jenna, what you been up to?
Oh, Jesus fuck. I've been up to everything. So I did a Ville show on Friday. I got to dress up as Bill from Schoolhouse Rock. So, like, I had a white peplum dress with a wide red belt with a big circle thing that said Bill on it. And then I got to sing We Just Do Ville.
Nice.
And that was delightful. The games were great. Energy petered out a little bit by second round, which was a little sad, and I'm not sure why. Like, afterwards I was like, man, I really sucked, and I was like, man, I really sucked. I was like, I thought it was me that sucked. Like, we're just like, oh. But I did get to vilify with Duck, which is absolutely fantastic. Did I tell
I don't know if I've ever actually paired up with him before.
Well, you won't now.
No,
drop out. No. So, total side tangent, but thing that makes me exceptionally happy is we don't have team names anymore, right? Because we're not vilifying out at Fest anymore, and we don't really use team names at BLB. Mm-hmm. But, you know, sometimes we like to come up with our own internal team names. And the first time Jessa and Duck were paired up, they declared themselves Team Token. Which I found delightful.
Makes sense.
But when Gregory Parks and Jessa were teamed up, Gregory was like, I have a team name for us. The Trans Negro Express.
Wow.
Isn't that beautiful?
No, that's great.
He's like, I don't know if you'll be offended by this or not, but no, I wanted beautiful. To get you that.
That is,
and she was like, this is the best thing
that
ever.
That is a thing of beauty.
Yeah. So, yeah. I love
five
that.
5 out of 5 stars.
I love that. Like, sometimes we come up with our own headcanon, basically, and that's just a thing now forever in my brain.
It's your standard Ville show. For everything you see, there's a lot of stuff
you know. Yeah.
A lot.
Mm-hmm. So,
just listen to our conversations over the last
my God.
8 years, and you will know. We've been doing it a long time.
Yeah. Yeah, we're old.
Almost 9 years. Anyway.
Well, whatever. So yeah, Didville. Saturday I did a bar crawl for birthdays of a couple of friends of mine. I was supposed to meet them at Brits at 2 o'clock, 3 o'clock? 3 o'clock. Guess what was happening at Brits at 3 o'clock on Saturday?
Drinking?
Some kind of soccer thing going on.
Oh.
So there was like this big event and like a giant line to get in. And we're like, we're just going to go down to the Devil's Advocate around the corner. And it was delightful. But yeah. And then I think I hit like 3 or 4 places with them before I left. But
I've been to Brits a couple times.
That was my first attempt to go to Brits.
Mm-hmm.
So it's, I'm like,
like way too far downtown for me to
Yeah, I'm not. Yeah, I'm not really a downtown person either. But I was willing. Just
parking.
I was willing to do it.
People.
Well, and they they do this pub crawl thing. They start like in Northeast, and they go through downtown, and they close out the night at the CC Club.
Yeah, but then you got to get back Northeast.
Buses, Ubers, things like that. It's doable.
Yeah, there's people around.
Oh my God. I'm
just drinking in my basement.
Oh my God. Anyway.
Yeah.
But it was delightful. I know one of the places that we stopped at, PS Steak, which is across the road from the Walker. It's across the Lindale Hennepin thing.
They do like cheesesteak stuff or.
Maybe. I didn't have food there. I had booze there.
Okay.
Because I was on a pub crawl. Hello. But it's in
on a pub crawl.
It's you drink at one place and then you go to another place and then you drink there.
Why don't you just drink where you are?
You walk to burn calories and make sure that you're not drinking the entire time, I think is what that is. See, walking is good for you, Salsa.
You got to walk to the bathroom every so often.
Constitutional.
Yeah, but how can you listen to the band if you're walking from bar to bar?
Oh, my God. Ah, fuck. Anyway, so PS Steak is it's a restaurant that is in what I think used to be a hotel, but it doesn't look like the rest of it's operational. Now it's just the restaurant.
Interesting.
So it's like a hotel restaurant, and it's super fancy. They've got like valet parking, and they have like they have people there. Like they open the door, they have they literally have like a maitre d' with a towel around his arm type thing. Like it's ridiculous and wonderful, and so like. Here we all come, like 20-some nerds in jeans and hoodies. Like, yeah,
come a wassailing.
We're gonna come drink at your bar, and they were like, "Oh, come right in," you know. And somebody mentioned that we were on a bar call, and they're like, "Oh, well, let's get you waters right away, then." And then, like, they were nonplussed. They were just on top of it. They were like, "Oh, excellent. What can we get for you? What kind of boozes would you like?" Like, they were just so on top of this stuff. It was incredible. Absolutely love them. I do.
I know the entrance to that building.
Yeah.
And yeah, I thought it was a hotel.
Except it didn't seem like anything was going on upstairs.
Interesting.
So, yeah.
Like James.
Well, yeah. Is that him buzzing to say he's here?
No, I don't know. I just felt like taking a shot at the poor man.
Oh, yeah, he says he's here. Well, I'm going to let him figure out that there's a door. At this particular place... fuck. So do we keep talking about him? Do we just stop pretend he's talking not here. About him? Okay. So anyway, as I was saying, this asshole just fucking grabbed me another Dr. Pepper while he was over at the fridge. That
seems likely.
Yes, I win. So I was at this restaurant, super fancy, and they had something on the menu that I was like, I have to try this.
Jekyll?
Huh?
Was it Jekyll? It's a Jekyll. Was it a Jekyll?
No.
It's a Jekyll.
Not
it was
a Jekyll.
Donkey.
It was not a donkey. I did not.
Oh. It was Malort, wasn't it?
It was
No. I refuse. No.
Bad. Bad salsa.
I did not arrive here just for that. Oh.
All right. Well, let me tell you about the booze that I did drink then.
Oh, yeah.
It was called Acro Balanço.
Oh, I get this joke.
Yeah.
It's right? Like Harry Potter Acro Balance.
Sure. Close enough.
Yeah.
Welcome to the podcast.
Subtitle, Malort.
No. No.
Every time. I don't know.
But the ingredients on this was, there was, bubblegum and like a couple of different other flavors with lychee pearls.
Oh, shit.
And it was like an alcoholic bubble tea.
Oh, fuck.
Including like a straw, like a metal thick straw, like like the metal version of one of those giant ass plastic straws for getting the pearls up.
Hot damn.
It was the best fucking. It was like a 12-year-old alcoholic me was drinking. It was so good. It did not taste like booze. Oh, I had two. Ah. It was lovely.
I'm going to guess it was very boozy.
It was fairly boozy. It did have soda water. So it was an actual cocktail and not just me pouring liquors into an 8-ounce glass until it was full.
Then what's the point?
Lychee. The lychee was amazing.
And then you had a steak.
Nope. Then I went to Palmer's and gained a new dislike for the male gender.
Did they tell you what a piano is?
The male gender. The malort of genders.
Ooh. Malorts and maladies. I understand this.
Not while I'm drinking.
Always.
No, I went to Palmer's because I thought I was meeting up with Joe and one of his friends there before we went to see a concert at the Cedar. Joe had in fact told me that they were going to Arcadia instead. But I had been drinking since 2 o'clock because I was in a bar crawl. So I get to Palmer's and I'm like, okay, I'm out on the back patio, blah, 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 whatever. And I ordered a drink. And Joe's like, where are you? Like, on message. And I'm like, Palmer's? He's like, we're at Arcadia. And I'm like, oh, fuck.
Chug.
I bet
chug.
You did. But here's the thing. Like, I'm sitting on the back patio of Palmer's all by myself, right? Yeah. And so, of course, 15 feet away from me, a couple of guys start talking at me because I'm a woman. Sitting by myself.
Yeah.
I was like, you don't have to sit alone. And I'm just ignoring them. And I'm listening to the hippie that's back there play guitar. I position myself well near him because he doesn't fucking care. He's just there to play guitar. So
also, guitar.
Yeah. Like, best of both worlds. But then I had to get up. And they followed me.
Whoa.
Three guys, one of them, like, as I was leaving, was like, where you going? And I'm like, I'm meeting some friends. And he's like, I'll come meet your friends. And I'm like, no. And like, I just fast paced had to walk away from this guy as he was following me out the door.
Jesus.
Nope. Fuck to the nope.
So yeah,
they obviously don't know who they're trying to fuck with is the other thing.
Right. Well, and I'm lighting a cigarette as I'm walking away in case he does continue to follow me because a cigarette, I smoke because it's also a good weapon. Like, that, so, yeah, like.
Chair to the eye will slow you down real quick.
Oh, yeah, well, anywhere on the face, honestly, like, but, yeah, so, I mean, that was me, just walking quickly away, preparing myself in case he continued to follow me.
Shit.
He did not.
Thank
God. Oh, that was wise of him.
But I, for like probably a good hour or so, was not a fan of the male gender at that point.
I feel like that's fair.
I feel like an hour was generous.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, Joe was there and he's a sweetheart, but I was like, I'm mad at your entire gender and it's not you. Like, I know it's not you, but right now I'm just mad at everything that affiliates. And then. So I was meeting him and our friend Whitney there. And then Ernesto showed up.
And I haven't seen him in a while. How's he doing?
Like, I see him bits and pieces due to this other circle.
Right.
That like...
How's he doing?
Weird connections. Doing well. Still sword nerdy as fuck all, so... You know. I know, right? He and I may have nerded out talking about various sword fighting stuff with Game of Thrones, so... that was delightful. And then I relayed this entire story to everybody and Ernesto made me a napkin man that I could burn in effigy.
That's nice.
It was delight. It was
perfect. Really the best option.
It was, yeah, like, that was, so yeah, like, just, I started with a cigarette to the groin, yeah. And then, like, worked my way around, and then just lit the fucker.
Last time,
that's why it was only an hour.
Fair enough.
Yeah.
Last time I hung out with Ernesto was in an arms and armor museum, and he proceeded to tell me about the time he was in Italy studying with this fucking master and he had pictures.
As one does.
It was a great conversation.
Yeah.
If there is no person I know that is more nerdy about swords than Ernesto. And that's just fine.
Yeah.
With me.
And this is coming Ernesto from someone who swallows them. Yeah.
Right.
Like, he has found his thing.
Oh,
and
yeah.
That is what it is.
Well, he can tell you the difference between, I can't even think. Well, he can tell you the difference between Spanish and Italian styles, but he can also tell you the difference between the Spanish En Garde 6 and the Italian En Garde 6.
Yep.
And just the slight angles that your wrists are at.
When
that are differences in the two of them. Like, it is fucking unreal.
People talk about studying the old manuscripts. Ernesto has literally studied the old manuscripts.
Yeah, he devours those things. And like, he
that makes a lot of sense.
Yeah.
Having met him, yeah, that's...
Yeah.
Seems right. Story checks out.
Every time I have a conversation with him, I walk away with my head just full of new knowledge. Just going,
wow. Yeah.
Yeah.
So, he's good people.
And, well...
Also,
and
he makes you effigies, so...
I know.
He's good, very good people.
Well,
that's a true friend.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Yeah, he made me effigies, and we talked about sword fighting in the Game of Thrones. It was delightful.
I feel like that's everything you need.
I mean, yeah, especially at that point.
Yeah.
It was everything I needed.
Mm-hmm.
Plus little, baby, is there anything I can do from Joe? Like, that was...
Yeah.
And then Whitney, who is the most badass motherfucking woman I have ever met. Just being like, and fuck those dudes. You want me to go fuck those dudes up? I'll go fuck those dudes. Like, you know, just kind of like muttering things and being like, here, have some coffee. So what are we going to do about these fuckers? Like, just kind of that stuff. Like, it was a really good, safe, wonderful, wonderful place for me to calm down before going to listen to music. But, yeah.
I just have this movie in my head, almost like John Wick style, of Whitney going into the same bar where those guys were. And being like, hey, you don't have to sit alone. Come here. And then, like, chasing them down and beating the shit out of them and being like, where are you going? I'll meet your friends. Just repeating back to them everything that they said to you, but as a threat.
I'll
meet your friends. Oh, yeah.
I have such a hard time conceptualizing... Like, it's not even that it doesn't occur to me to say things like that.
Uh-huh.
But even if you sat a script in front of me and said, say this, I would still go,
why? Why? Yes. What is this going
to
accomplish?
That's because, and it pains me to say this, but you're a human being.
You watch your mouth.
I can't. My eyes are up here.
You can.
I can kind of
see it. It's called a mirror, you idiot.
Oh, that's true. Do I look like I've seen a mirror?
How dare you assume that I am human, earthling?
Humans can be carnies, too.
It's the sweetest thing anyone's ever said to me.
Aww.
All right.
Okay. Well,
and
God,
scene.
Do we want to take a break?
What have you been up to?
Yeah, we actually didn't get started as early as happened. So.
Oh yeah. Well.
And I have way more to say. Talk about too.
Oh good. Yeah. Oh, all right.
You go.
I've been doing a lot.
Why don't we take a break and then we will talk about him and then we'll finish what you were going to say.
Yeah.
Okay.
Let's do that.
Sure.
Okay. We'll be right back.
Ladies and gentlemen, Brandon Patton was kind enough to give us the music for this episode and every episode. You can see what he's up to at brandonpatton.com. You can also subscribe to the podcast on iTunes, but especially you can help us out by rating our show. Check out our merch. You can go to society6.com/AON podcast.
And we're back. I'm Salsa.
I'm James.
Okay. I'm Jenna.
Okay, no, James. That's okay. What have you been up to?
So many things, but very especially, I have been rehearsing for a show that involves a lot of physically demanding activity.
Well, we're going to let James talk about that, okay?
Oh, sure. Go on. Oh, thank you.
Call back to a joke you weren't even here for.
That's so delightful. I'm so happy.
I figure I'm going to get about half of your jokes when I listen to the episode again.
I mean, I only get about half of his jokes anyway.
And that's generous. I probably just won't get the others.
I've made peace with them.
Yeah. Drink. All right. So,
I should refresh my drink.
Human combat chess is happening and is a thing. And the semifinals are this weekend. And next weekend. Yeah.
Yay!
I'm excited about it. And I'm on the board this year, which is fucking super exciting for me.
I can't believe they let you on this year.
I can't either.
How am I going to open that?
I can try.
What? Keep talking.
Yeah, something bad has happened to that can. Do you want me to swap it for like a real can?
No, you are talking about chess. Oh. Continue talking.
It's
make salsa figure.
It's really physically demanding, and all right. It's physically demanding, but then the other thing is that I also have discovered that biking to and from work is easy and less expensive than taking the bus or riding the little Scooty Puffs.
Ooh!
But I do so love me a Scooty Puff. So I have been taking the more expensive option
But if it's more fun than Scooty Puff.
It is way more fun. I mean, biking is really fun too, but I just, like, I get effectively to your place to meet up with your roommate, and then I'm just fucking tired.
Right.
I'm just blown up. I'm a little, like, I'm a tired little pumpkin. So, so that. But this week I have helped somebody move, and I also did a bunch of shit over the weekend, and fuck. Yeah.
And fuck. All right.
So, but really, you know, like, things are, and since I'm only focusing on, I want to say, two shows at the moment, things are a lot less stressful than usual.
Well done, sir.
You lost me.
I'm fine with that.
That's fair.
That's my...
It's also made a thing.
Okay, first off, hold it up to the light.
That is a gorgeous color.
That is my Flanders Red.
Mm.
And it's got a nice sour to it.
Yeah, it does.
Yeah, it's sour.
It's slightly undercarbed. Because it's only been on guest. We're recapping for the audience right now, but
it's got like a cherry flavor to it.
It's like a sour cherry, a little lemony.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
No. Quite pleased with it.
Anyway,
smells good. Tastes good.
It tasted pretty okay for a beer.
Mm. Oh.
Jenna tried it.
That's high praise from me.
Holy shit.
Right?
But that's primarily what I'm up to. Got a bunch of interviews and stuff because my contract's coming to an end, which is scary but exciting.
Dun dun dun.
Change
of scenery.
Yeah, the two jobs like at the top of my list right now are also a wildly different commute. So all of this knowledge that I've obtained about you know bicycle locations and Scooty Puffs and buses routes
What is this?
The Scooty Puffs?
Yes. Yeah. Lime scooters. They're little...
You're still using words.
Okay. So they're like the kick panel scooters with
it's
the handlebar.
It's like a skateboard with a very tall handlebar.
But like the Razors?
But they have exactly like a Razor scooter, except they have electric assist, and they get up to 15 miles an hour. So you give it like a little push start, a couple of couple of things, which I've been doing mostly because my commute usually involves a lot of walking, even when I take the bus or a bike. And because of the physical demands that have been placed on me for the show. And it's called a
Scooty Puff?
No.
No, that's okay. What James calls it.
No, okay. It's a deep reference and it's fine. I just enjoy calling them Scooty Puffs.
Fair.
Okay. Yeah.
I understood what he meant by that.
Yeah. So it's an electric scooter.
Yeah, it's a tiny electric scooter, yeah. And if I end up working, I want to say roughly the same area or an easy distance away by side roads, I'm gonna get a fucking moped. Or a motorcycle, and
by all means,
then donate my organs to someone who needs them. Yeah.
Wear a helmet.
Honestly,
I fucking will. Yeah.
For short commutes that aren't on a highway,
yeah,
that's the way to go.
Yeah. Yeah. It's
so much cheaper. I've wanted one for years.
Same. I used to ride one when I was up in St. Cloud, but and fucking loved it. But you know, those days end. Halcyon days, you know. It belonged to somebody else and they were letting me use it. Yeah.
Years ago, a friend of mine was... I was friends with a guy who was a mechanic, and he was like, I can basically get a motorcycle at one of the, like, mechanic auctions.
Sure, sure.
Okay. And fix it up for you for, like, $500.
Ooh.
Nice.
But at that moment in time, I was a poor college kid who didn't have $500.
Sure, sure.
Like, if I... Yeah. Still knew him today, I would be like, yes, hook me up now.
Yeah. I used to have a super fucking swank like Yamaha street legal but off-road bike that was exactly the style that I like, which is like the cafe racer style sport bike, but I was too poor to fix it up. And also
they require TLC, but ultimately cheaper to operate.
Yeah. Yeah, they can be. I look forward to being on two wheels again. Yeah. So
I've always been a fan of that, like, World War II style, like upright, like the Triumphs and the Vincents.
There's a new company
big on the
Janus. Janus Motorcycles, if memory serves, make the World War II style, but they have new features and new safety things,
right? Yeah,
built
updated
in
updated technology
and better. They're more reliable, ideally, and they're also more efficient than the old and more powerful than the old ones.
Like my brother is a biker, and he's got the like Harley with like the ape hanger handlebars, and I hate that.
Some people love it. They love the aesthetic. They love
absolutely.
It's more comfortable for them, especially for like
more
long rides and shit. I it's not what I want.
I like that more classic.
Yeah,
upright, sitting on top of the thing.
Well, and my cousins have, you know, like the big cruisers, like the full dress.
Oh yeah,
long road.
The ones that you take to Sturgis.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Like the ones that have a full fucking car seat and a stereo and air conditioning and all of that shit. But I want a tiny bike. Yeah. I was looking at a Honda Grom until I realized that the seat is roughly 2 feet off the ground. They are a tiny bike, which is fine for Jenna. But I feel like I would be overwhelming it with my height. And also
your manliness.
Not really. mostly just my awkward fucking knees.
The knees.
Think of the clown motorcycle.
No, clown like cycle. I'm for that, but I also want to have a passenger. So
clown motorcycle.
Clown I love passenger. Both of those words, and that is accurate. of all the people who would be likely to be a passenger on my motorcycle, clowns. So,
yeah,
fair. But also,
I mean, feel like... you want your clown passengers to be comfortable and happy, don't you?
Yes, I do.
So you need a clown motorcycle.
Is that a motorcycle with a clown sidecar? That just has, like, 25 fucking clowns
in it? I was about to say, but then like 15 clowns come out. Yeah.
But think of the mileage.
Oh my God, yeah.
I actually really want a motorcycle with a sidecar.
Well, sure, they're cool.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Also, kids.
Yeah.
Well, not even kids. Just the, I like the aesthetic of the sidecar.
Yeah.
Plus, really? Then you put your groceries in it.
Ooh.
And I, yeah, I hadn't even thought of the kids.
Yeah, yeah. Fair. You spend most of your time thinking of your kids.
Yeah.
Sometimes it's can think of just having a fucking motorcycle.
Basically, what I'm saying is my midlife crisis can't come soon enough.
Well, one of the scooters that I'm thinking of is called a Ruckus. And
I love the Ruckus at Taco Cat. It's a really good
The Honda Ruckus is
tangents.
It's a little guy, but it's very handsome, super efficient. It's a liquid cooled engine.
Does it come with pickled cabbage?
Oh, that is.
Yeah, yeah, they're fancy as fuck. I like them. yeah, I am seriously contemplating a Honda Ruckus. But yeah, that.
No, that's a handsome little unit.
Yes. I would love to have a handsome like little once. Unit. So, yeah.
Not neat.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's cute.
I don't have... You've seen my car. I don't...
It's so cute and tiny. It's adorable.
Your car is a roller skate. Yeah. And this would be a roller blade.
A roller blade. Yeah, I'm fine with that. It's tiny. It's cute. I like it.
I'm amazed that I can fit into your car.
Like, somebody stopped me.
That's how tiny and adorable your car is.
I got out of my car and, like, started jogging to my bus. And someone was like, I know you're on your way to your bus, and I'm really sorry, but, like, it was great seeing you get out of that car. Thanks. And they're like, it's such a small car. I didn't expect someone tall.
Yeah. No. Like,
great. Like, I gotta go.
I walk up to your car and I'm like, am I going to be able to fit into this? And the answer is yes.
Yeah. Yeah.
Like,
yeah.
And quite comfortably too. Yeah. But it's so tiny. I love it. I'm just like, are you? Yeah. Wait, really?
Yeah.
Yeah.
But yeah. No. I think I'm just going to look for something kind of fucking cheap and easy to fix. Nice. Like a 300cc Yamaha or a Honda or something that I can just drive into the fucking ground. So I don't need anything fancy. Electric start would be nice.
Mm. Electric total would be really nice.
Yeah. If you get an electric motorcycle or scooter or that kind of thing, as long as it's 30 miles an hour or below, it's classified as a scooter. If it is 30 miles an hour or above, it is a motorcycle.
Okay.
So there's that. But yeah, like being able to plug it in would be nice.
Plug it in.
So those are all the things that I'm thinking about.
Nice.
What's going on with you, Jenna? You have more from your...
I do have more. I didn't want to end on the creepy stalker note.
I appreciate that.
Yeah.
Setting a tiny napkin man on fire.
I mean, I am fine with ending with that. But for those that, that might not be their thing. Minnesota Fringe Festival is in a couple of months.
Mm-hmm.
Which means all of my forms were due this weekend.
Oh, fuck.
All of my forms. There's the tech schedule. Fuck, there's shit. The tech requirements. There is the billet. There is the diversity form. Mm-hmm. There is the press form. There is some other kind of scheduling form. There is your website cast and crew info form. There mm-hmm. is your website about your show form. There is there are W-9s. There are... Bleh. And then, like, the waivers need to be filled out, and this and that and the other thing.
Mm-hmm.
The waivers weren't due this weekend, but fucking everything else was. So, I didn't put everything off to last minute.
Advisable.
But I did put enough off to last minute that I was like, oh, I'm dealing with this. So I dealt with some of that. I got my forms in.
Mm-hmm.
And, the ones that I can change, I have... I got in the bare minimum so that I had them in on time, and then I'll be able to update them later.
Good.
But one of the things that I was not able to do for either of my shows, that's the other thing, is that I had to do everything in duplicate.
Because
I have two shows.
Mm-hmm.
So I had to go back and forth and be like, okay, which profile am I in? What am I filling out? What am I doing? Okay. Yes.
Question. Are you sure that the universe isn't letting your ball get picked for Fringe because it knows that adding another show to your responsibilities will probably kill you?
Well, no. The other show that is in now is my other show. It came in off the waitlist.
Oh, shit.
Yeah.
I had not heard.
That happened fucking months ago, dude.
That's amazing.
Pretty sure I said it on this podcast, but cool.
Sorry.
Anyway, yeah, I know. So the bisexual unicorn and other mythological creatures will be at the Minnesota Fringe.
That's at Theater fucking awesome.
My other show, Wilhelmina and Theodore's Exquisite Victorian Adventure, will also be at Theater in the Round. Which is...
easy commute.
Yeah, it's handy for me. I know my shows don't conflict. That's nice. Although I do love the idea of a bisexual unicorn crossing the stage during Wilhelmina and Theodore.
Don't think I'm going to do that.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Just like that. But... yeah. If they still had encores, maybe I'd do that. because I scheduled a photo shoot, and due to everybody's schedules and everything else, I wasn't able to schedule the photo shoot until after the due date for the forms.
Mm-hmm.
Now I can update the photos once I've got everything done. But the photo shoot happened yesterday. And I hired a photographer. You gentlemen may know her.
Oh.
With Amore Photography.
Oh, yes.
So I got Soledad to come in and take pictures for both of my shows. Like I scheduled an hour with her.
Very wise.
And we were done like probably about a little over half an hour, maybe 40 minutes. Like, it was... she was so good. She was so on top.
Oh, yeah. She knows...
We went... I knew what I wanted. She knew how to do what I wanted. Like, we just went through everything. My actors were great posers. That's a compliment. Not like a poser is in, like, a bad thing.
Yeah. Oh,
but yeah.
It's hands.
Yeah. And, yeah. She was incredible, and she's like, how soon do you need this? And I'm like, well, pretty much as soon as I can get them from you. And she was like, okay. So I got them this morning.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, we took pictures last night. She sent me a bunch this morning. That is how wonderful and sweet she is. But it was hilarious having both of my shows in the same space. Because for one of the photos... got a bisexual man in like a circus outfit with a purple top hat and a unicorn horn. And like a cane and like just doing that up.
Good.
So I've got that juxtaposed against my proper Victorian set. With a steampunk Rufus and just like glasses that go flip. And yeah, like it was so delightful. Like there was someone who was like, yeah, I wasn't sure what the unicorn was doing here, but I was pretty sure that was for your other show. Like
you
I
hope.
Was, although I was interested to see how that was gonna play into our show. Just
look like, dead in her eye and be like, what unicorn?
Oh, God. There's enough bisexual ratio, all right? You son of a bitch.
No, just be genuinely confused. Like, what unicorn?
But, yeah,
like, what are you talking
God.
About?
Oh, God.
I don't... Huh?
So, yeah. So that was delightful, having all of that. So we did the photo shoot, and then we had our first read-through for Wilhelmina and Theodore's. And it was amazing.
That's fucking awesome.
I have incredible actors and incredible writers with an incredible script. I'm an incredible costumer. Because the photo shoot was like all costumer. Like, oh God, it was so good. Yeah, I am so excited and so happy for this. I can't even.
I think that's totally justified. It sounds fucking awesome.
It is, and it will be. Also, I had some conversations with some guy about building a water closet, and I'm really excited about that, too.
Sounds weird.
Will that water closet include a fart cupboard?
Oh, shit.
You know what we got to put on the backside now?
Fart cupboard.
Just like a little door.
Yep.
You okay?
Yep.
So, yes, it will have a fart cupboard.
Excellent, because no water closet is complete without a fart cupboard.
This is accurate. So, yeah. So, no, basically, James and I spent about an hour arguing over the exact same thing that we were saying, but in different words.
Uh-huh. I've had that conversation.
With James?
Probably with me, yeah.
Also with you, actually.
Yeah, right. That's fair.
If we had had Legos, that conversation would have been so much easier.
Oh my god, it would have been
so much fucking easier.
No, we had.
We were sketching.
We were sketching, and we're like,
yeah,
but
no
is
common.
Is this thing or is this this thing? And I'm like, well, it's this thing. Well, but what about this thing? And
yeah.
it was the exact same thing. We were talking about the same thing.
Mm-hmm. Huh. We had the same thoughts. Especially starting out, we had the exact same fucking thoughts on how to accomplish much of what we were looking at, and just, like, zero identical reference. There was no way for us to communicate without going through this convoluted process.
I called something a tongue, and he called something a ramp, and that didn't make sense in my brain, because a ramp goes up, whereas the tongue is just like
an inclined plane. Yeah.
I initially had said a plate. There's a lot.
A plane?
Plate.
A plate.
Yeah, a plane would make more sense.
Well, in any case.
So what you're saying is, if Legos were present...
Yeah, we could have just built it in 5 minutes.
Would you have achieved the same result with Duplo blocks?
I mean, if we had enough of them, I'm thinking
yes,
maybe.
But at a much larger scale.
Okay. This is an important question.
This comes down to the
Lego Duplo debate.
Well, I mean, they are compatible. You know that you can connect Legos and Duplos, right?
How dare you?
You can, though. I have done it.
How dare you?
It fucking works.
How dare you?
I dare because they're made by the same fucking company.
That is like a man... and a woman liking each other. How dare you?
I know that.
Gay. Yeah.
That is pretty gay.
Yep. Yeah. So gay.
Yeah. I got to have dog walks with Mariah, by the way, super quick. Just we took the doggos for a walk. It was really nice.
Aww.
Yeah. Nice. So, we planned and built a model for how we will build this thing.
Yes.
Yes.
And with a fart cupboard.
With a fart cupboard.
On the left-hand side.
I feel like that's advisable.
Which is where the Dutchie goes.
Well, will be the Dutch oven. Yes.
Okay.
You got to call the fart cupboard the Dutchie.
All right.
All right.
We're actually just drawing this on with Sharpie, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, the lowest of tech, the cheapest of budgets, the opposite of Jurassic Park.
And yet somehow possibly functional and better.
Somebody pointed something out to me about that movie, by the way.
Oh, yeah?
And it was like, you know how Hammond's like, no expense was spared. Yes, we've spent all of the money in the fucking world on this park full of dinosaurs. And what a charming and marvelous place it is. Don't get eaten. Yeah, except they have one dude doing all the IT.
No. Everyone else had been evacuated.
No, because there was no fucking emergency to begin with. At the start of the movie, they just have a minimum staff there.
Mm-hmm.
And they determined that one dude was enough for all of
the IT.
The other
front
ones had been evacuated.
Front end, back end, networking.
They didn't have to evacuate people until the dinosaurs got fucking loose.
Yeah.
No, there was a fucking hurricane coming. That's why they evacuated.
We may be thinking about different Jurassic Parks.
The first Jurassic Park. One, yeah. The reason everyone evacuates is because there's a fucking
now, that. Now we're going to have to watch this again.
I just have
a hot dog is not a fucking sandwich. A taco is not a sandwich.
Look, yes, we are arguing about the wrong things. Who cares if a hot dog is a sandwich? Is cereal soup?
No, it is not. No, it is fucking not.
Yes, it is.
No.
No, I just salsa on the soup thing. Because do you know what? Do you know what else is soup?
What?
A smoothie.
Smoothie is not
soup. It is a cold fruit soup.
Soup.
The reason that I disagree
it's because you're wrong.
Is that soup involves broth at some point. Cream can be added to the broth.
I don't believe that's accurate.
But I believe that soup starts with broth that is either...
Soup starts at conception?
No.
Okay, now Jenna disagrees with you.
Now,
okay.
Yeah, now I disagree with you. All right. Lost me.
Primordial
there.
Soup starts at conception.
Okay, that's accurate. Okay,
that's tough but fair.
That's,
all right.
That's really good. That's real fucking good. What was I looking up? Jurassic Park.
Does primordial soup need salt or not?
I mean, yes.
Yeah.
And carbon.
Mm-hmm.
Mm. Yeah.
Yeah.
It's
a little bit of
black crave.
Pepper.
Pepper to taste.
Mm-hmm.
Racist.
So, wow. Wow, you guys. Fucking wow.
All right, well, James is done with that, so we're going to take a break.
Okay, good.
Yeah, I'm ready. I'm ready for a break.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Okay.
I didn't smoke before, but I think I'm going to fucking start now.
Well, I know Jenna had more to talk about.
Mm. No, I basically wanted to rant about fringe stuff. And okay. I feel like I got that accomplished.
Oh, fair enough, then.
Yeah. Yeah, I'm good.
Are you looking? Hey. What are you looking up? Primordial soup?
No, the Jurassic Park thing.
Oh.
For the hurricane.
I'll find out how many carbs are in primordial soup.
Okay.
I want to know if I can have that.
I'm pretty sure primordial soup is keto.
Yeah? Well, if not, then it's the paleo diet.
Oh. Oh, God. Get the fuck all right. out.
Let's all get the fuck out with a break.
Yeah, with a break.
Yay!
Hooray! Hey, everybody. You should like us on Facebook, apropos of nothing. You could follow us on Twitter at AON Podcast, or you could join our Steam group at AON Podcast. Search for Apropos of Nothing.
If you guys like what you heard, you can visit us on our website at aonpodcast.com. If you want to talk to us directly, you can send us an email at either Jenna, Salsa, or James at aonpodcast.com, or collectively at feedback@aonpodcast.com.
But IT is still fucking there.
There was one person on call.
Okay. Of all of the
post,
of all of the IT,
there were other IT people there.
Are you sure?
In existence, you can't say that they don't. You can't prove a negative.
Look at the desks. There's only one desk that looks like a garbage landfill. There's only one IT person.
This right here. And possibly a project manager. Yeah,
somewhere. I mean, possibly, yeah.
That is a good argument.
All right. All right.
Oh, the only one full of empty Mountain Dew cans.
All right.
Okay.
Now that we've satisfied this, shall we continue with
I suppose. And we're back. I'm Salsa.
Wait, did we start? Oh, you son of a bitch. All right.
Fuck. I'm James.
And I'm Jenna.
Fuck.
Yep.
Outro.
What?
Outro.
The outro.
Outro.
Should we do a shout out?
No, not quite yet.
Oh.
I'm going to retrofit
Jesus.
An old bit. into a new thing.
Gross. It's like putting a flathead into a Phillips.
Kind of. Basically, it's a modification of what you've been watching, what you've been reading. But have you been watching or reading recently that you recommend?
Oh, fuck. So much.
No, pick one.
Jenna knows one of them.
Oh, yeah. No, I suppose I do. I'll let you talk about that.
Oh, sure.
Ha, sucker.
Yeah. Okay, so two things. Good Omens on Prime.
Holy fuck, yes.
Oh, I haven't watched it
yet.
Good Omens on Prime is fucking amazing already. You're stretching
the boundaries here already, James.
Second thing is I watched the third season of Grand Tour, which is the original hosts from Top Gear. And I watched the Mongolia special, which is some of the best fucking television I've ever seen in my life.
I've been watching Grand Tour, but I haven't been feeling good about it.
The third season picks up, and then...
Not quality or anything like that. Yeah. It's the fact that Jeremy Clarkson has a job after what he did.
Apparently...
like, makes me feel really dirty about everything.
What had happened is that the producer and he 100% did not get along, and the producer had made promises about food and drink and things like that.
Still no excuse to assault someone.
It isn't.
You're right, it isn't.
But
no.
I feel like there is a degree to which you can push someone.
James May did not kick anyone.
Correct.
Hammond did not assault anyone.
Correct.
Clarkson did.
He's obviously the more inflammatory person of the group. Yeah.
And he needs to act like a person.
Yeah.
Or he shouldn't have a career anymore.
I wholeheartedly agree.
And like I said, I've been watching them. I watched them. You're absolutely right. That is an amazing episode.
Yeah.
But I cannot endorse that.
I have not seen any of this.
Yeah.
I have no idea what I'm talking about. I get mildly concerned at the kind of absolutism that I'm hearing in your voice, though, Salsa. Like, there are circumstances that
he has never
arise. I don't know. I'm not there. Well, I'm not even saying apologize.
Fair enough.
Like, if you are abused to a certain point, you fighting back is different. I don't know the circumstances, but I'm hearing absolutisms, and that's kind of just tipping me off a little bit. Like, ugh. So. For I don't know me, the story. If you know more of the story and what he's doing is shitty, then what he's doing is shitty.
In the circumstances, I'm just saying,
absolutism is the only thing that's bothering me.
I don't know the entirety of the situation, but I have heard both sides of the story, and while I would have behaved differently, I understand how that would happen. I still think it's the wrong thing to do. I still think that, like, hauling off and punching somebody in the face is the wrong fucking thing to do.
That's got its place.
But it does, yeah.
Again,
but yeah.
I've been watching them. I just feel dirty
it
doing it.
It does add a degree of weirdness. Yeah.
So, anyway.
But continue. Mongolia Special is amazing television, as far as I'm concerned. Not only because of the events of the episode, but also because the cinematography of that episode is... as three people are traveling across the open boundaries of Mongolia, it's fucking gorgeous. So I recommend that as well. And then, third, Netflix, She-Ra, Princess of Power, episode 2.
Yep.
Oh. Season 2
is...
Pardon me. Yeah.
Oh my god, yeah.
Holy shit.
Yep. Mm-hmm. That's just a thing that we do at the Keep now.
That show is fucking great.
Yeah?
Yeah. I forgot that we didn't record last week. I was in Kansas City last weekend.
Ooh. Mm. I also forgot it was
and yeah, I ate all of the barbecue and had some lovely weather, and it was great.
Hmm.
But back and forth traveling, Joe and I listened on audiobook to Zhereg, which is the first book of Vlad Teltosh, because somebody has my copies still from 2 fucking years ago when I lent them to him.
I returned War for the Oaks, though, right?
I don't think so.
Huh. I'll get those books back to you because I'm just going to buy the e-books.
You keep saying that like every couple of months.
They're on the shelf that I have for that
thing. Put them on my shelf.
Doesn't change the fact
that, that they're on that shelf and not in Jenna's shelf. Yeah.
Anyway.
So yeah. the Vladimir Teltosh series by Stephen Brust is basically fantasy mafia with assassins and swordplay and magic and all that shit.
The main character's not a good guy.
He's not a good guy. He's an understandable guy though, and yes. I appreciate that about him. I do love how all of the characters in the world are like actual fucking people. It's great.
Yeah.
There is nobody two dimensional in that world, and it's wonderful. But it was interesting listening to it on audiobook, and I'll tell you why. A couple of reasons. Number one, the books are narrated. They're first person. Point of view of this assassin, right?
Okay.
However, I also know the author, and I think that up until I heard it on audiobook, I was always hearing it with the author telling me the story.
Stephen's voice?
Right, as Stephen's voice. So, like, I hear this other guy reading it, and I'm like, that's not right at all. Like, that's just not accurate in any way, shape, or form. And I didn't like his meter, and I didn't like his, like, everything else, because it wasn't Stephen.
I think I've been doing the same thing.
Right, exactly, right? Well, I mean, the way he describes the character and the way he looked, especially when he was younger, pretty fucking similar. But the other thing is that there are a lot of jokes in the books that are dry, tongue-in-cheek, patter-related, like various things like this. And the narrator for this audiobook doesn't seem to acknowledge any of that happening or what play on any
not
of that.
Aware.
Like, I don't know if he's not aware or if it's like I expect a bigger pause for like delivery or something. Like, but it doesn't sound right to me.
That's disappointing.
And I feel like Joe was missing certain jokes.
Sad.
That, like, and I'm like, also, it's just easier to read the book because there is an awful lot of words that look similar or are the same word. Like, you're talking about the animal, the Zhereg, and then the house Zhereg, or the house Tekla, and the animal Tekla, and you're like,
it's just the capital letters.
Yeah, is he talking about a Tekla or a Tekla? I have no idea. Like, and you've got to look at context, but when you're reading it, you can just see the capitalization on the word, so you know what's going
on. Well, and I feel like if you're an accomplished voiceover person, that you can provide the emphasis required.
And I don't feel like he did that badly. The problem is that it's not well stated at the beginning of the book.
Huh.
So you don't actually have the context to be able to hear what it is that he's doing. So he's even, as far as that's concerned, he's doing a pretty good job of it. But if you don't have the context to know what it is he's doing, doesn't matter. So, like, as the book goes on, you get more and more of that. And that's another thing that I love about the book, is that you learn more throughout the course of the book.
Yeah, he doesn't baby feed you.
Yeah, he doesn't, like, hand you the entire world. You get bits of world trickling into the story, and then things start to build and make sense as you go.
Assimilate as you go.
Opposite of Tad Williams.
Yes. So,
I gotta reread those now.
Yeah, well, I'd let you borrow my books.
I've got my own.
Some asshole has them.
I know.
No, I've got the whole series.
And quite frankly, if you're going to read them, then fucking read them and then give them back to me. But
somebody very dear to me is is taking in Hitchhiker's Guide for the first time, because she has not been able to, like, read them, as far as I'm aware. But the audiobook is making a difference, and it's narrated by Stephen Fry. And I could not think of a more perfect person.
That's really good.
Yeah.
I have been watching The Mighty Boosh on Amazon
For
Prime.
For real. Huh.
What is The Mighty Boosh?
So, I was like, first
that sounds disgusting.
I was first introduced to Mighty Boosh on Adult Swim late at night, and it's trippy and psychedelic, and I was just like, I don't know what is going on. This looks stupid. I hate everything about it. Mm-hmm. Now, 10 years later, I'm finding it on Amazon Prime, and I can start from the beginning, and I know who Noel Fielding is, so I can kind of go in with an expectation, and fuck yes.
Awesome.
It is a British comedy. Do you know who Noel Fielding is?
Nope.
I do.
Okay.
You and I have watched the
I don't pay Noel attention to things,
You've seen IT Crowd, yes?
Not really, no.
Okay.
I don't watch things.
No, that's fine. Okay. Noel,
honestly, I don't need to know.
And that's fine. Noel Fielding is a British comedian who is very esoteric.
Okay.
Very avant-garde. Very.
Yeah, let's put it that way.
Yeah.
Does he tell dick jokes?
No. He shows up to British panel shows in a big muumuu with a cat face on the front and top hats and canes, and he's just
face paint he was on a British quiz show dressed as the podium at one point.
He's just a rather weird character. And this show showcases
mildly
his humor.
Surreal.
Yeah.
Whoa, yeah.
Also, but so the Mighty Boosh is got his kind of humor, but then there's these psychedelic 70s elements to it that are just really confusing if you don't know. Yeah, it's actually, yeah. If you like British comedy, and you already don't know about Mighty Boosh.
Isn't this the show that was the origin of Old Greg?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes, it is.
All right. So people in internet land who have seen or heard of Old Greg, the Old Greg video sketch, this is where that's from. So.
Yeah. I did forget one other thing I've been watching.
Oh.
For those that have been paying attention, I am now Game of Thrones Season 4, Episode 4.
Oh, fuck.
So, Joffrey is dead. Long may he be dead.
Spoilers.
Well, okay, look. I'm not... Once I get to Season 8, I'll stop, I feel like right now...
Also, wasn't that incredibly satisfying?
It's me.
It really was. Oh, God, that made me happy in so many ways.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Fuck.
Anyway, that was just to keep up on my tabs.
Shoutouts?
Yeah.
I'm thinking. Go ahead.
Shoutouts to... all of the Boothies, the Booth folk. I got to fence this weekend with them, just to knock some of the rust off. And I had such a delightful day with them. I love them so much.
Yay.
Yeah.
This is going to sound really, really corny, but shout out to my kids. I forgot that this was 2 weeks since we last recorded. In that time, my son has had his fourth birthday.
Aww.
And my daughter graduated from kindergarten, which I talked about, James, earlier in the episode. I'm super proud papa, and I'm not apologetic about that at all.
No, I don't think you should be.
I think you should be.
Well, fuck you then.
That's fair.
Tough.
I'm gonna give a shout out to dry shampoo. Because that means I can be presentable and sleep in another 15 minutes. That's it.
Mm-hmm.
That's all I got. And I love those extra 15 minutes.
Mm.
So, anyway. That's it. Do we got a thing?
In that case, how about a Fast Five?
Fast Five!
For those that do not know, Fast Five is you. That's right, you're the dear listener. Sends us two emails, the first one containing nothing but five choices. We don't know what they mean. We only know that they are choices that we have to choose. And it was only after we have chosen that we open up the second email and we find out what's it all about.
Who is right
and who is dead.
Except nothing like that. today's Fast Five comes to us from... Drew... Sistera.
Yes.
Yay!
Bringer of Malort.
No, no. That's Dennis Sistera.
Oh, you're right. I'm sorry, Drew.
Drew Sistera.
No, you're right. You're absolutely like, right. I have dismerged you your name. I'm so sorry.
Wow. The sweet significant other of my vill partner, Anna.
Yeah, no. Yeah. That was totally on me because I saw the last name and I just had flashbacks.
You skipped.
Yep, I totally did.
I know who you are, my love.
I'm a terrible person. I've made peace with that.
We know that.
Oh, we know.
We know that.
we all know.
Drew writes.
Drew especially knows.
Oh, yeah. No, I...
Now more than ever.
Right.
Drew knows me.
Right.
This introduction shows just how much Drew knows me.
All right.
Random questions for three of my favorite people.
Aww.
And salsa. Let's face it.
Oh, yeah.
The gorilla counts.
Oh, yeah.
Yes.
Aww.
Hi, gorilla.
Because I'm a dick.
Yay.
I mean...
That was true.
I mean, yes.
Fact. Question number one.
Question number one.
Bing.
Dilly or dip?
Ooh.
I miss dilly bars.
I'm assuming that's what dilly is, but what dip might be?
I mean, maybe.
Oh, no, isn't dip cone like a thing where they take the ice cream and they dip it in?
Yeah.
Yep.
Fuck, I used to get a butterscotch dip cone all the time. That was my favorite as a kid, was a vanilla cone with butterscotch dip.
Yeah, I mean, I can't have either.
Yeah.
But I miss dilly bars.
I might.
I really miss dilly bars. Sad now.
I'm going
to
stick
Drew.
With dip cone, but dilly bars have a special place in my heart because I used to work for a company that was on the second floor of the DQ HQ.
Ooh.
And so
the DQ HQ. That's delightful.
The lobby, when I would go to collect my paycheck, they would have free dilly bars in the lobby. So it was ice cream and a paycheck.
Yes.
And I would talk to the receptionist and I'd be like, hey, I got three friends waiting out in the car. I never lied about it because that's mean. And I would just bring them all ice cream because we were there to collect my check. It was great. And I recommend it.
That is so fantastic.
But still dip cone.
I have been to DQ with, not exaggerating, maybe a dozen times in my life.
Hmm.
So I don't really know.
Mm.
I'll go with dilly because it sounds funnier.
It is funnier.
That's fair.
It is funnier.
Hey, dilly, dilly.
When I am there, I usually get like a shake. Or what is it called? Where they...
Blizzard.
Blizzard, yeah.
Blizzard. The one they turn upside down? Yeah.
Yeah. Do you know what I get at a Dairy Queen?
Nothing.
Upside down?
A fucking hot dog.
I was just about to guess, like a chili dog.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Chili
dogs are real good.
They're usually getting a
their
burger.
Their flamethrower burgers are quite good, too.
I'm addicted to their hot dogs.
Mm.
I mean,
I love
hot dogs are not...
I love a chili dog.
Yeah. It's the ultimate processed meat sandwich.
It's not a fucking sandwich.
Totally is.
God damn it.
You get your sandwich and your soup.
God. Oh, I'm so mad right now. All right. Next fucking question.
Question number two, digital or analog?
Digital.
Analog.
Digital.
Going analog. Going fucking digital. Shooting for the fences and going analog.
All right.
I'm gonna go with. Fuck, this is a hard question.
I like reading analog books.
I like analog clocks better than digital ones, but I use digital shit everywhere.
I use digital shit everywhere.
I love my Google Home.
All right, guys. Here's how late at night it is for me. I have a tendency to use a vibrator more than my own hand, so going digital.
Huh. Wait, aren't fingers digital?
No, they're digits. They're not digital.
I mean,
the digits.
Technically, no, he's right.
God damn it. I said hand, not fingers.
That's fair. The whole hand? Wow.
It's a bill, not a fist.
I'm going to shake here.
You're going to shake my masturbation hand.
You washed it, right? I mean, I trust you.
Sure.
Okay.
Question number three. Tall or wide?
I'm slightly taller than I am wide, so I'll go with tall.
I'm going to go wide, because fat mom.
Good choice.
I'm going to go wide also, because I like a big, thick fucking, you know, bratwurst as opposed to a big, long footlong.
Is that a euphemism?
No.
Is it a meuphemism?
No.
Oh.
Did I have a date like that once?
I have sandwiches on the brain, I believe you've okay?
probably had probably. Several.
I'm thinking about sandwiches.
It's not a fucking sandwich. Oh, you asshole.
I love that I started this, and I'm not getting anything on it. This is delightful.
Question number four.
It's a taco at best, all right?
Sandwiches?
No, yeah, a hot dog.
Oh, my God. Salsa. I love a taco sandwich.
Oh, a taco sandwich so sounds good. Amazing right now.
God damn it.
Although a taco wrap is pretty good, too. Yeah.
Which is, of course, just a burrito. Sandwich. It's just a burrito.
I mean, a wrap is a sandwich, mm-hmm. so, yep. yeah.
I could really go for a taco wrap right now.
Actually, I had a taco wrap yesterday.
Sounds good.
Salsa, I'm going to steal your car and park it backwards. This is happening.
Question number four.
Yes.
Blue or red? Salsa, you still have to answer.
Oh.
Ha! Fuck you, because it's red and green that I'm colorblind with, so therefore I choose blue.
That's fine.
I was always second player, so I'm that's usually the blue or green character. I'm going to choose blue.
I'm going to go red.
Yeah?
Because that's the ink that Salsa can't see the color of.
That's a good choice. Yeah. Oh, no wonder he doesn't know how to spell shit.
Oh, because all of his papers were correct.
They just came back right. I don't know. Exactly as he wrote them.
Yes.
Do you remember that time?
Just now?
No, do you remember that time when Mud Stuffin sent in the one that said red or green? But he wrote the words red or green
yes.
in the words in the colors red and green, and I just didn't notice.
You had no idea.
Yeah.
It was fantastic.
You were like, are these, there's something wrong with this one.
No, like, yes. he contacted yeah. me later about it and was just like, did the formatting not happen? I was like, oh, look at
maybe.
That.
Wrong guy to ask.
So, I went blue, you went red, you went.
I went blue.
Blue, okay. Question number five, buy or rent?
Ugh.
I'm buy.
Ooh.
Specifically spelled B-U-Y.
God damn it.
I would, at this point, rent movies over buying them.
I would rather, you know, I'm fine with fucking buying them. It's a lot cheaper for me to just buy the electronic versions. Although, I do have a lot of services, which is kind of renting.
It is.
Yeah. I also have a lot of services.
Fuck.
What are other things you buy or rent?
Cars, houses,
scooters, scooty puffs.
Yeah, at this point I pretty much rent things, although I am saving up to buy a house in a few years.
Yeah.
I'm not buying a house until after Trump's out of office. So.
Oh, Jesus.
And we have a year or two to
recover.
But I am saving for it, so.
King Baby might just be the, like, God Emperor for a while. We don't know.
Okay, so I'm either saving up to buy a house or I'm saving up to move.
Fair.
Out of the country.
Join the revolution.
To Canada. Yeah.
It's cold up there.
They got good syrup.
They do. I would move to Canada in a heartbeat.
I would actually move to Europe.
You got a couch.
Or Australia. Katie.
Ooh. Katie. You got a couch.
Katie, you need a roommate.
You could hang out with all the animals with Katie.
I know, right? I'm going to get a pet spider.
I'm going to stay well the fuck away from that.
But you love spiders.
I grew up on a farm, Katie. I know my way around animals.
I tenderly remove them from places where I am because the last thing that I want is to have a panicked response. and like smush them by accident.
It's so adorable.
Okay.
All right. Question number one.
Yes.
Bing.
Dilly or dip?
Okay.
Given that you don't longer have any work to do at your place of employment for the day. Yes, that is what he said.
Oh, shit.
Would you rather
dilly-dally.
Go home or stand around and do nothing?
Or dip.
Or dip.
Home.
Dilly-dally or dip. Mm. I would dip.
Fuck.
I get the fuck out of there as soon as possible.
Yep.
I don't.
Except I work from home now, so I dilly?
You probably dilly. I mean, you have a bar to dilly at, though.
To be fair, like, right at 5 o'clock, I turn my computer off, so dip. So, yeah, we'll go dip.
Yeah, I'm going to go dip.
I am one of the first people to leave my current work because I get there the earliest. You know, you get there at, like, 6:45 in the morning. You leave as soon as you can.
Yeah. That is what I do, too.
Yeah. Dip. Dip out.
Dip.
When I worked with Salsa, it was a little different. We would chit-chat for 5 minutes, and then I'd fuck off.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And then we had a couple coworkers that, like, an hour after they'd be done would just be still sitting there working. It's like, go the fuck home.
Well, what's her face would fucking grill me about everything. It's fine. Ugh. Didn't believe that mosquitoes are out during the day. It's fine. Okay.
She's no longer around.
Yeah.
Question number two. Digital or analog? Which style of gaming tickled your fancy? New school, digital, or old school, joystick?
Yes.
Fuck.
Digital. Switch into digital.
The answer is yes.
I hated the joystick control.
Oh, I like it.
Okay, run this by me one more time. New school or old school are equal to what?
New school is digital, old school is joystick.
Okay.
Like, I consider, like, the PlayStation twin like stick controller. I don't consider that joystick.
No, that's I think that's new school.
That's I'm assuming that's new school.
It's come first, like, full fucking circle. I love old arcade games.
I do too.
I love them super hard. I am 100% about it. I have a collection of old games.
I'm gonna go digital.
Yeah.
But I mean that's only because I've got to pick one, really. Like, the answer is yes.
Yeah.
But push me hard enough, digital.
Hmm.
I think. Kind of depends on my mood.
All right. Question number three, tall or wide?
Mm-hmm.
What driving characteristic of other people makes you more irritated? People that drive too fast with the tall pedal, fuel.
Ah.
Or too slow with the wide pedal, the brake. Definitely the wide.
Hmm.
If they're going too fast, then I call them an asshole, but at least they're getting out of my way. The ones that are too slow are just like...
I would say people who ride their brakes are... often more of a cause of traffic than people... Well, people who are speeding are riding people's asses, and that causes traffic. But then it's...
They can be. It
depends on people who slam on their brakes.
Yeah.
Fuck.
I'm going to go with wide.
I'm going to go with tall because one of the major problems that causes rush hour traffic is that people do not properly zipper merge. They zoom ahead in order to stick with the car in front of them, and they force somebody to fucking wait. They force someone else to hit the brakes, and that causes a problem. So fuck those people. It's okay. A problem with people who like the tall pedal.
Okay. Blue.
I'm going to argue with you on that one because it depends on which lane.
I suppose.
Yeah, if you're zipping forward, then there's open lane in front of you, and that's...
If you're continuing on the gas instead of hitting the brake in order to allow enough room for somebody to merge in, you are causing a problem.
Then that is... Yeah. No, okay, I think I misunderstood. I'm with him on that
okay.
portion of it. I just think that, like I got a visual of it only being one-sided, and I'm like, no, that's both sides. Like, you get people, like, there was a person yesterday that was trying to prevent me from merging in front of him, even though it was, like, the car ahead of me in my lane was, like, two fucking cars ahead of me.
Yeah.
I'm trying to move over, and he just would not let me in.
Mm-hmm.
And I was like, I will fucking drive on the shoulder until you let me in, motherfucker. Like, I've...
done that.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So, anyway, like, yeah. No, and honestly, driving tip, we should all be leaving way more space.
Yep. Oh, yeah.
Everywhere. If we actually had a car's width in front of us, like we're supposed to have...
It's a two-second rule, yeah.
Yeah. The zipper merge wouldn't be fucking traffic jam central it is right now.
Yeah.
Question anyway. Number four, blue or red? Which retail outlet would you rather spend your time in? Target or Walmart?
Target.
Target. I don't Walmart.
Target all day.
Is Walmart blue?
I used to, I used to work for a Walmart, and fuck that place. I'm fuck it to sorry. Death with a rake in the ear.
I'm so sorry.
The only times I've gone to Walmart was Bill's, Bill's native registration. Like, so there's a lot that goes on with native politics, and which reservations you're a part of, things like that. All of his cousins were a part of the Shakopee Mattawatkin, and so they're like, lots of money, Mystic Lake Casino, all of that. Bill was not able to claim that, and instead is part of a rinky-dink reservation in the middle of nowhere, and so his reservation benefits was a $25 gift card to Walmart every month.
I mean, it's something.
Yeah, so that's the only time we ever went to Walmart is to spend those things.
I spent a lot of time and money in Walmarts, and I'm fucking done.
It's Walmart is... Nope. No.
Question number five. Buy or rent? If someone else is paying, would you rather rent bowling shoes or buy bowling shoes?
If someone else is paying,
I'd buy them.
Paying?
I'd rather buy my own bowling shoes.
Huh.
If I was gonna... bowl often enough to have them. If otherwise, no, I'll fucking rent shoes.
Yeah, but if somebody else is paying, I'll just,
I don't want to spend somebody else's money.
I'm okay with it.
I really don't want to spend somebody else's money either. If I'm going to be doing this one time, those shoes are, like, kind of weirdly expensive, aren't they? They're like $40 to $60 for a base level pair, I think.
I think so, too.
I have no idea.
So, I'll
if somebody
just
else is paying, I would get good bowling shoes.
It's like $3 to rent.
Mm-hmm.
That is a significant difference.
Somebody else is paying.
Right.
Yeah, I don't want somebody else to spend money on me.
But that's not the whole... Okay, that money is money the question. Doesn't exist.
Money still isn't an issue. But that's not what he asked.
No, it is not what he asked.
I don't understand.
I know, honey.
It's called the goodwill of your fellow human being, and you are throwing it in their face. You are spitting in their
no,
face.
No, you're abusing it.
You are you're not abusing it if they say, I will pay for your shoes. I will buy you shoes if you want them. And you say, fuck you. That's spitting their goodwill back in their face, you dicks.
Wouldn't spitting goodwill be a good thing?
It's called a snowball.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, okay.
Oh, Jesus.
I need to text Joe. Pardon me.
Basically, what we have found out is I am 0 for 5 on this one.
Whoa, yeah.
If you would like to send in Fast Five, please send in 2 emails at salsa@aonpodcast.com. Yes, the first one should contain nothing but the choices, and the second one, repeat the choices, and then give us the context, and I will try not to fuck it up as badly as I did this time around.
Thank you, Drew.
Also, Drew, I'm really sorry that Salsa fucked up.
Oh, I'm a terrible human being. I've made peace with that.
Whoa, yeah.
Also,
anything
Dennis
to plug?
Is a jerk face.
Anything to plug? Yeah, this fucking weekend, Friday and Saturday. Friday and Saturday there are 8 p.m. shows, and on Saturday there is a 2 p.m. show for Human Combat Chess. Come see the semifinals. Four teams enter, two teams leave to the finals. Find out who they are and support your favorites, or just, you know, support your favorite, you know, t-shirt color, or just enjoy the fucking show and watch four teams brawl it out. Yeah, that.
All right, Jenna.
I don't have anything for a while.
All right. I am going to be this coming weekend.
You're going to be this coming weekend?
Yes, I am going to
That's
be this coming
awfully
weekend.
Awfully generous of you.
June 8th, I will be in Alma, Wisconsin, at Fire in the Shire.
Ooh.
I am going to be Casimiring it up, and
if you do
go there, then you can watch me do my thing, and then you can go visit the museum,
mm-hmm.
which is actually pretty fucking cool, which you would not expect it for a tiny little town like Alma, Wisconsin.
You were telling us about it, and
great.
It does sound fucking awesome.
So that's where I will be.
Yeah.
Anything else? Anyone?
No. No,
all right. Okay. In that case, thank you so very much for listening to this episode. On behalf of myself and James and Jenna, please eat the fucking cake.
Bye. Yay. Love you. Bye.
Take it away, Salsa.
Verbal Jazz Fingers.
Verbal Jazz Fingers is the name of my new Led Zeppelin cover band.